Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William, the Opinion Update.
And I am positive Chuck Mockler. Trying to be positive Chuck Mockler.
And this is your going through it episode of Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
I hate the Rockets.
This was a tough one. This was maybe the hardest loss of the season for me. Or at least it's really high up there.
It's up there. This one sucked.
We're going to dig into this one. It might be a little negative, but we got some stuff to talk about. I also kind of want to explore this rivalry just a little bit.
It's a great rivalry. I will say that. It's mostly good. Because of pain from our side historically. We're not going to talk about the specifics, of course, but we all know what I'm talking about.
We all know it. And then we've got a couple of quick previews for the Spurs and Thunder.
We've got another back-to-back. It's great.
And then we have our fabulous Friday programming for you. We got our Pactive Power Rankings. And then we've got...
Kind of.
A Love, Mary, Kill.
Kind of Pactive Power Rankings. Kind of talking. We'll talk about it.
It's Friday, baby.
It's Friday, dude. Whatever.
All right. So let's get into it.
So the Clippers lost to the Rockets. At home, 122-117.
Lost or completely fell apart?
Okay, I don't want to... Look, don't get all Twitter on me right now, because Twitter is a...
The band is breaking up.
Twitter is a Molotov cocktail.
The band is breaking up.
This one hurts, as Phantom of the Office would say, any college humor heads out there from the early thousands. You talked about it before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
This is a real this is the new rivalry,
so,
and these losses just, and the way it happened, Westbrook went off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we'll unpack
that. All right, let's get into what we liked.
Yeah.
What did you like in this game?
I liked the Shamit swing that happened in the third and fourth.
That was a bright spot.
He personally went on a 7-0 run. And like it got us out of the malaise that we fell into in that third quarter. Which I'm not going to bag on anything right now, 'cause we're staying positive in this segment.
Damn.
But, the Shamit swing was awesome. Paul George was offensively phenomenal.
34-9-3.
He shot 50% from three, and like, I don't know. He was so smooth. At one point, like when he first got to 22, Pavi, shout out Hoops and Brews.
Yeah, always shout out Hoops and Brews.
We were in the press box and he was like, "Can you believe Paul George is at 22? And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking
about?"
Dude,
he's got sneaky.
He's so smooth. It's
and he did. So I said on the preview that for us to have a chance in this game, he was going to have to take as many threes as Harden.
Yeah.
He took one more than Harden and shot a better percentage.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 50%. I mean,
Harden won 5 of 11, which is laughable compared to 6 of 12 if you're Paul George. Child numbers from Harden right there from 3.
So, what did you like in this one?
Trez did his thing.
Okay.
I mean, there's this growing suspicion that I have, and it might be completely wrong, and I'm totally fine with it being completely wrong, but it seems like sometimes teams are just content to let maybe Trez beat them and nobody else kind of contribute. But, I mean, he killed it tonight. He had 19-6 on 75% shooting.
Yeah. He
offensively, it was there.
He phenomenally... Well, what am I doing? Who am I? No, he scored well, and he got a tempo going. Like, he got energy. He built up. It's the cliche Trez thing, but
That's what he does. He just keeps doing
it. He got an energy going. So I think right now we can just hard pivot into what we didn't like, because I...
One more thing I liked.
Oh, because I have a piggyback on top of this one.
Okay. I mean, Kawhi had 25-9. You know, maybe play a little bit of hero ball, but... All right, what do we not like about this game?
Okay, so
God damn,
also,
this is a tough one.
Also, with the energy of Montrezl Harrell, there was also some freneticism. He had 5 turnovers. He had like 2 back to back, just like kind of inbounding the balls. They were like careless turnovers.
Yeah,
that
right in the beginning.
Really,
Harden picked off that one. I think it was the first half.
No, I think it was in the third when the back to back ones.
Harden just picked off like one of the laziest passes. It was just rough.
It was really rough to watch. And then, honestly, like, Zubats needs to be stepping up more offensively. If
he had a rough one on this one,
if we want to see him get more minutes, he looked great. Like we needed the rim protection out there. Like we could have used him. I do agree defensively, but like, I just don't know if like what he's able to stop on that end is able to make up for like the tonight a 1-for-6 performance. It just wasn't there.
He wasn't there. Didn't like the third quarter.
No.
I mean, we got outscored 36-18. What is with the third quarters?
I don't know. It's interesting because when I was watching the game, I thought that we did a good job in the opening minutes of the third. Like we played really aggressively.
Yeah.
I thought that was like going to be our move to overcome. Just like try to get way more aggressive. But what it actually turned into was just like a lot of careless fouls. and we talked in the game preview about
so rough, dude.
About the idea of like this energy that's like a double-edged sword sometime with Patrick Beverly.
And apparently Lou Will, who got ejected from this game.
So
that was crazy.
This was egregious to me.
On Lou's side. I think it's a little of column A because the ref was garbage.
So here's the thing.
What's his name? Zane Fitzgerald?
Kane Fitzgerald.
So might as well be Zane, the weirdo.
Here's the issue. It was a bad call on Lou. I get that. I get being frustrated. But the thing is, it would have been only his second foul. Just take the foul, man.
Yeah.
Just take the foul. This is a big game.
What about Bev? Because Bev fouled out.
But I do want to say, too.
Terrible call on Bev's.
Lou wanted to get kicked out of that game.
I don't know about that.
Not that was like his express intent, but he tried that. Like
he was freaking out. He's a vet.
They let Lou go for a long time before they gave him a tech. Because I feel like that's almost the ref saying, yeah, we had a bad call. So like,
okay.
He went off the bench and came back. I just think my overall issue with this game was just the composure.
Okay.
That's not the composure of a championship team.
Yeah.
And that's not the composure that I know this team has and is capable of.
Do you think that's maybe chalked up to, and I know I was kind of getting into it with someone on Twitter about this as an excuse, do you think that's chalked up to continuity? And in any way, and I understand if it's not, but these guys still haven't. Jamaica was still out.
It's just hard. It's hard because
it's borderline getting a little frustrating with the blown leads thing. Because this was a tough one.
That's the part that's a little frustrating is because I feel like even with the lack of continuity, I believe this is the first time that we've seen Shamit as the first sub in and Mo was subbed out.
Okay.
And it
who
looked,
did not attempt an entire field goal this whole game, which is kind of crazy to me.
Early on, I thought the returns looked very good. I thought that they were. Doc even mentioned that they were playing with some of the best pace that they've played
in
with
the first
all
half.
Season. Yeah,
yeah.
And so it can work, and it has worked. I just don't know, like,
what's going on.
Yeah, it just felt like composure, really. You know, like, I don't think that it's a deeper thing. Obviously, these aren't mistakes that you make four times, you know, like, in a series.
Yeah, okay, I feel you.
But it's a little frustrating to see, but, you know, I don't know. It's December.
Yeah, the bench play was tough. Trez was the only bench player with a positive plus minus, and I believe he was plus one.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
We got killed on the free throw attempts, and I think that this is where...
See, that's...
This is where a lot of the frustration comes from. Dude, and
this is where it sucks.
I a little bit do understand, like, lapses in composure, lapses in, like, judgment, because, man, we took... We got to the line 19 times. We had 19 attempts to the 29.
It's horrible.
It was frustrating. It was a lot.
It's more frustrating things to be... beat in again. They had again for the third time this year. They had more makes and free throws than we had attempts.
Yeah,
the third time. That is so goddamn frustrating.
Yeah,
and also I'm gonna steal your note on this one. It hurt that Russell Westbrook did this to us.
Yeah, man.
We haven't talked a lot of stats in this game, but that old he had a game.
Yeah,
40, 10, 5. 8 turnovers, so he almost had the quadruple double, which is nice. 31, just This is what the ISO thing does.
He had 14 in the fourth. So let's we got to talk about the fourth, because I would say that that's probably the biggest thing.
Not the third?
Well, no, the third was...
I mean, the game.
We already talked the third.
Like the game. Oh, yeah, no. You're fair. So what about the fourth?
The offense just really got stuck. And it was stuck at times in the third for sure. And then, like, I thought that the Shamet swing would get it back into full effect. But really, the ball just kind of stuck. A little bit of that is on Kawhi. He went 2 of 6. He had, like, as many turnovers as he had assists in that quarter.
People on Twitter specifically were talking a lot about hero ball in this game.
Yeah, and I mean, Doc said that they should have worked a little bit harder to get the ball moving, and he said maybe that was on him needing to draw up some more, like, stuff for them to get the ball into motion, because that's obviously when they're going to be best. I don't know. It would have been nice, I guess, to see more of the offense run through Sham and PG, but I thought they did a pretty admirable job. So going, we're going to end this on a positive note. Like, yeah, they,
going away from Sham was a little annoying.
But. Going away from Sham is a little annoying, but he's still, like, he got, you know, he got 3 attempts in the fourth, 2 of 3. I mean, you'll live with that. If he's taking 12 attempts a game, I mean, I'm happy with that performance from Sham.
Yeah.
And PG was 4 of 7. He had 10 points, obviously.
I mean, 10 points in the fourth, you can't be mad at that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would have definitely preferred to see the ball in his hand a little bit more. But it's not like these guys weren't getting fed at all. So I will end it on that positive note. And
so how we
don't need to talk about Kawhi forcing, and everything is great.
All right. So
I'm fine,
feeling?
And everything is fine. And I'm great. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm frustrated. It was a weird-ass game, as every game against the Rockets seems to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a weird thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the wrong end of the weird stick, I would say, on this one. It was frustrating. This team has one of the things that I am... the positives, Shamet looked good. Paul George offensively was great. It's just... It was a weird game. This team does well at responding to losses against good teams. When we got blown out by the Bucks, we went on a nice little streak. We're going to lose this game. I think we're going to do great going on this back-to-back is how I'm going to end it on this game particularly.
Yeah.
That's positive.
Yeah.
We're going to run a couple off. Coming up after this, Will's bummed out. We got some hella quick previews of the Spurs and Thunder back-to-back, but first...
The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce, because you got to have them both.
Right amounts of sink and bounce.
And right now, you can get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/lockedonNBA and using LockedNBA at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. If you can't visit Casper right now because you're listening to this car in your car, or I don't know, maybe you're just busy.
Don't order a mattress while you're driving.
Maybe you're a multitasker when you listen to this. You can find this and all other offers from Locked On sponsors at lockedonpodcast.com/offers.
Welcome to the hella quick previews of the Spurs and Thunder back-to-back this weekend. Hey, can we just give a shout out? How great is it to have another back-to-back? Oh,
I love it.
Awesome.
I love it.
Thanks, scheduling. So we have the Spurs on Saturday.
Yep.
Who have been absolutely scraping by in these last 5 games. Their last 5 games have been decided by a combined 11 points. One of those games is like a 7-point loss to the Cavs.
Oh, man.
Something like that. It's insane. So things have been razor thin with the Spurs in these last couple of games, which I don't know what to make of that.
I mean, they're only...
Popovich teams are just kind of dangerous when, like, you don't really know how things are going.
You know,
because they can just turn it around on you.
Yeah, they're currently tied for the same record as the Suns. They're both, though, only, like, a game out of the playoff, the bottom of the playoff.
What are they in their last 10 games?
In their last 10 games, the Spurs are 500.
See, I hate playing Popovich teams that are playing average basketball because you just never know if they're going to complete. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I think
they got beat by 8 against. They lost to Cleveland by 8 points. There's some interesting things in this game. They're 30th in 3-point attempts per game, and number one in 2-point attempts, which maybe contributes to their bad record.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they don't have enough shooting.
Do you think we stick to the zone?
It's almost like it'd be so great if you had, I don't know,
a Davis Bertans.
Like a Davis Bertans? I don't know.
Do you think we stick to the zone in this game?
I mean, it seems like it would be pretty effective.
Yeah. If they're having such insane shooting splits.
Yeah. I mean, Bryn Forbes can get hot.
Absolutely.
He's done it against us before. This seems
like a nice bounce back game in terms of maybe getting some defensive confidence back.
Yes. Yeah. And it won't be as taxing, I feel like, from a pace perspective.
Yeah. They do not play as quickly as we do, which makes total sense. Yeah, I hope DeMar and Aldridge kind of dominate their field goal attempts.
Yeah, of course.
But I think if we can just kind of, and they've been playing kind of okay, and I think keeping Bryn Forbes in check, like we talked about, is going to be big. I hope Zoo can kind of end Aldridge early, if that makes sense. Aldridge always kills us.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that happens.
Yeah.
But I hope maybe Zoo can impose some kind of, maybe Aldridge is shooting poor or something like that. It would be nice to get him nullified early.
Doc was talking about surprises today in the pregame presser about what he thought coming into the season versus, like, because of injuries and stuff, like what surprised him the most.
Yeah.
And he said that they haven't gone big as much as they thought they would, which is obviously the Trez and Zubats together in the same lineup.
I don't know if that's obviously that.
Oh, I mean, when I say big, what other bigs do we have?
I mean, that's true. Wow. I mean, I guess. How often do you think they're going to do that, though?
Okay, so that's just what I'm wondering. Like, is this a game where we could see Doc maybe throwing some stuff out there?
I don't think so, because everyone's healthy. Okay. I don't think you can throw stuff out if you haven't seen the regular stuff.
He did, I mean, I talked about it in the first segment, but allude to drawing up some more stuff, which always, like, I mean.
Dude, okay. It would be insane. That'd be completely Professor Chaos Doc, 100%.
I'm here for it, dude.
One note about that Rockets game, kind of. Jovan Buchanan had a nice note about that game.
Mm-hmm.
He said, once the Clippers switched to more conventional one-on-one defense against Harden, the game changed. He didn't think we needed to trap as often.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anyone we need? Like, are we going to run that against the Spurs or no?
I don't think that we're trapping.
It doesn't seem to be as
DeJounte Murray.
Yeah, or DeMar or something like that. Doesn't seem like it's going to happen.
Do we think either
Paul George or Kawhi sits first game of this back-to-back?
No. Meh, no.
What's your prediction for this game? This is also in a way back-to-back. Good times.
Good times. Clippers win this one. I'm going to go. I like don't even know how to rate the Spurs like defense anymore. So I guess I'm going to go.
That's what's so frustrating.
I'm going to go 122-108 Clippers.
Kind of close to a big win.
Close.
Their bench can be a little bothersome.
Yeah.
For teams.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that we can kind of have like an onslaught maybe early and then maybe see some less minutes in the second half from
quiet down that San Antonio crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Clippers win, kind of what I said about in that first segment. They tend to come back well from losses against good teams, which is a nice thing to have. Yeah, I think they win 125-110.
Yeah, pretty close.
All right, so we got the Thunder on Sunday real quick. Another reunion.
Yeah.
So the Thunder are 24th in pace, and we are 7th. Are we just going to speed it up in this one? I mean, they kind of know Shea can run.
Yeah.
Like, this team knows that.
Yeah.
But do you think we maybe try and get to a gallop a little early?
I'd love to see it. Do you think that that... So do you think that playing at a little faster pace... Do you think that that would maybe be facilitated by a change in the starting lineup?
Whoa. I don't know. Are you thinking Sham? Maybe. We see the debut. Oh, maybe we see a sliding lineup in one of these two games.
Shake things up. Here's the thing.
Sham things up.
Here's the thing. whatever was ailing him earlier seems to be
gone.
Seems gone.
The opposite of the Jermichael situation. I will say, I haven't mentioned until now. Pretty proud of myself.
Let's get off of that.
I'll never.
He looked like the Sham that we all know.
Yeah.
So I think that it speeds things up. Spicy. It opens things up. It just adds a little bit more motion, and he just commands a lot more of a defense's attention than Mo.
I like it.
And here's the other thing, right? Mo guards a lot. So
very true.
Isn't that perfect for the second unit where we kind of have a whole defensively a guard? I mean, Ronnie Magruder, you know.
I like this. Yeah, no, I totally know what you're saying. That's a good.
But it's just some extra help on that second unit.
I'm going to marinate on that until after this weekend, but mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards, yeah, I want to see how that works.
Let's see it. I mean, like let's throw it out there.
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at that at all. We only got him by two last time.
Mm-hmm.
We had PG, but no Kawhi. Trez had 28.
Yeah.
So it's pretty clear that there seems to be a weak link.
Yeah.
On that bench. Lou had 11. No one else on the bench had more than three. So that makes me believe that if we have, you know, say we're only down a Jermichael. Hopefully we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Could be at a full roster. Should be at a full roster.
We can only hope.
I don't think that I think the other guys on the bench are going to be able to kind of pick up more slack than they did last time, even though we got the win. I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm trying to bag on them that hard, but I think we're going to get, you know, it'll be a little better distribution last time or this time.
Yeah.
Like Trez could still get 28 and Luke could still definitely get more than 11, but someone else can get more than three.
We can hope.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that seems possible.
Do you think that... Is there any chance Clipper Nation could see some Derek Walton Jr. minutes, possibly, in this Thunder game?
I think there's always a chance we can see that.
I hope so.
In this Thunder game, maybe. Yes, because it seems like the game we might win by the most... Actually, no. I think we might beat the Spurs by more. They're also letting teams take almost 33s a game. So let's let it fly with... This is where I think... This goes into your point about Shamet maybe in the starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Shamet and Paul George in the starting lineup against a team that's allowing teams to hurl up 33s a game.
And this is assuming they don't play the Spurs game.
Yes. That's nice.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Those are two guys that it's like, yeah, okay. See who can take the most by the time halftime gets here. Like,
does...
Do you think there's a sit in this game?
Does Paul George care about revenge on OKC? Because I don't really think so.
I don't think he does. He was talking about that at practice. He was like, I think someone asked if he was going to get booed or something. And he was like, I already got it, like, as bad as I could get it in Indiana. So, I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't think Oklahoma's mad at it. I think they're more upset at Russ. Because he was, like, their guy for the longest.
Yeah, it makes sense, though, that he left, too. I don't know how you could really be mad at anybody.
Look, over here.
You got Shea, you got Gallagher.
All Clippers fans are like, we're used to heartbreak, so just get over it, other teams.
You got
like,
Shea, you got Gallagher, you green.
What's your prediction for this game?
Or whatever.
What's your prediction for this game?
I
does Paul George or Kawhi sit also? Does anyone sit?
I'm going to say Kawhi would probably sit on this one.
I'm okay with it.
It would just make sense on the second night of back-to-back.
Yeah.
I don't think that they care at all about the Christmas game. Like, more so than...
We're
going to
talk
game.
About that.
But anyways...
Old Krimbus.
I would hope... If Paul George plays and Kawhi sits, I would still hope that we beat them by, like, 7 or 8 plus points.
Yeah, I think we get...
it should be double digits if Kawhi plays.
I think we get a nice win on this one before... Man, one of these might be a trap game. I don't think it's this one, though.
All right.
I think Clippers win. Let us know what you think. At Locked On Clips, at Wayne Lovedock, at Charles Mockler. Also, if you're looking for a last-minute fun sports gift...
As we all are.
For these holidays. Everyone loves a sports gift. Go to BreakingTee.com/LockedOn. Breaking Tee makes sports t-shirts around teams' passionate moments. Great for all fans, not just some. Go to BreakingTee.com/LockedOn. And feel free to search the site for great shirts, fun sports gifts. It's a good time.
We're all looking for fun sports gifts. Come on. Deliver.
All right. Welcome to Pactiv and Love, Mary, Kill.
Hey.
So
it's
before
it's a double today.
It's a double today. Before we're heading into this weekend and the doubleheader, after the doubleheader, of course, the Christmas game.
Yes.
Christmas game, very similar to Christmas Shoes, one of the saddest songs ever recorded.
You think that these two things are analogous?
No, just, you know, first word is the same word. Any excuse I can bring in to talk about Christmas Shoes. So the Lakers lost to the Bucks. We fell to the Rockets. What's your expectations going into this Christmas game? How you feeling? Does it matter? No matter what happens, let's mute Twitter, was my one other note on this. You talked about kind of that last segment, how maybe the guys don't care about this game.
I don't know that we care that much about this game, more so than any other game.
I don't think we care about it as much as the other team does.
Yeah, that would be my guess. But... in any event, I don't know. I feel pretty confident. I mean, we're firmly in second.
Yeah.
Like, we're a game ahead of Nuggets. I feel pretty good.
It's such an interesting kind of spot to be in because we kind of talked about when Carl did the pod about, like, how fun or not fun it has been to watch this season.
Mm-hmm. Man, there were points tonight, and I know that we were like down in that segment, but there were points where it was very fun.
Yeah, and points where it was very much
fun. No, we've marinated up on that. We're moving on from
positive Will Uptuck over here. No, I'm so excited for this game. It seems like we're going to have a completely full squad, which is exactly how it should be. I still think, even me and Carl were joking about this, I still think it'd be so funny if Paul George and Kawhi sat for the Christmas game.
Oh, it'd be hilarious.
It'd be so great. It'd be the biggest FU in the history of FUs. It'd be
the hugest double bird.
Yeah. But do you put any precedent on what happens in that Christmas game? We're recording this the Thursday before Christmas.
Yeah.
After a rough loss. Stock-wise, any more or less? Watching it, obviously, is going to be a much more intense situation than any of the other games, I think.
Honestly, after tonight, I don't really care. I don't really care about this rivalry that much.
That's wild.
How
can you not care?
I do care, but I feel like the one on-court product is like it has been more of a rivalry for longer in recent Clipper history. And the other one, I mean, we share the same
but
building.
But that's 1-2 right now.
That's fair.
Western Conference Finals preview.
All right. This game means everything.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Yeah. I'm really excited for
Everyone's going to be healthy. I'm super excited for it.
It's going to be a bloodbath in a good way or a bad way.
Don't say that.
No, that'd be awful. No, it's going to be fantastic. Should we do this Love, Mary, Kill real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So real quick, Love, Mary, Kill. This one's kind of out of nowhere. I did fourth quarter promotions for the new Clippers Stadium in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, in Staples, they have, you know, you miss two free throws. They miss two free throws, we get Chick-fil-A. This scenario. Opposing player misses two consecutive free throws. Whole crowd gets a bacon-wrapped L.A. dog, fully dressed, which means mustard, ketchup, mayo, and a jalapeno, that is delivered from the rafters. Could be people throwing it at them. Could be parachutes attached to them.
I hope it's
them.
Parachutes.
It could be both. It doesn't, you know, it could be both.
Parachutes of hot coffee is still, I think, would be the funniest stadium gag.
Add it to the list. Second option. The Clippers hold the opponent under 20 points in the fourth quarter. Whole crowd gets their own Zune MP3 player. Ballmer's just been sitting on these things since the early 2000s and needs to give them away. Some report the entire reason the team was created to be a defensive powerhouse is so this promo could be run and he could offload these dudes. Some report.
I love this.
Third option, the Clippers make every fourth quarter free throw that they attempt. For a perfect quarter, each fan receives the perfect quarter. A 2024 minted U.S. quarter will be given to every fan that stays for the whole game. They double as gifts for the elderly, or a projectile should the Clippers make every fourth quarter free throw, but still end up losing the game.
Okay.
And then we'll add the fourth option, hot coffee parachute drop.
Which is...
with no discernible reason for why people get it.
It's just chaos.
It's just chaos. So which of these do you love and marry and kill?
I mean, I love hot coffee because it's the most absurd. Okay. Hot coffee or soup from parachutes is that...
Panera Bread's giving out their chicken noodle. The
visual is very funny to me.
Panera Bread is dropping bread bowls of chicken noodle soup with little parachutes attached to them.
And the thing is...
that could work. The bread bowl is that I think it could work.
And the thing is that I do love about it is... it's a little scary. It's a little dangerous, but...
I think the bread bowl could work.
Let's say you avoid... any of the burns, you get a nice cup of coffee or a nice bowl of soup, and you're never mad at that.
Is there a plastic wrapped spork/spoon inside the thing?
No, it's a bread bowl. You mainly eat with the bread.
Okay.
And sit. And it's acceptable to sit.
You lost me on the last part. So which one are you marrying?
I gotta marry this. The Clippers hold the opponents under 20 points in the fourth, and everybody gets a Zune. I will say, I had two different versions of the Zune MP3.
Why? I don't know.
Well, actually, okay, so the first
What's
one.
What's the point?
The first
Just
one.
Get an iPod at the top.
Wait, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
It's the same price, wasn't it?
I got a deal.
Everyone got a deal on a Zune.
I got a deal on the first one, and...
it was $9.
The UI was a lot better looking. Okay.
Okay.
If you were to compare UI to UI, like it was sleeker. It was a little sexier looking.
Take your word for it.
And then I did end up getting another one and possibly a third one because they were the first like subscription music service.
Okay.
Like that had like almost the Spotify type model.
Oh my, just so close to Spotify.
Well, it didn't have all the data driven research to give you great recommendations, which I feel like is Spotify's strongest quality.
All right. So you're very pro Zune.
Look, man, they did some things right.
All right. And which one? You're killing the minted quarter?
I don't care for coins.
That's insane. We can just leave that one at that. I'm loving the bacon, the LA dog thing. First of all, I don't think the LA dog gets enough national recognition.
No, that's fair.
Or press.
Yeah.
It's the best version of a hot dog. If you haven't had it, it tends to be a thicker dog wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
You get the works. It's like a jalapeno, mayo, ketchup, mustard.
Also, if you're somebody who's yelling at people about ketchup or mayo on a hot dog in 2019, it's time to grow up.
Just let them eat the hot dog. I'm loving that one because I think throwing those would be fun.
Yeah.
I would like to throw one.
Rifling a hot dog?
I'd like to hurl one from the press box at a fan that really wants one. And it's the fun thing. I'm actually also marrying the Zune thing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's very funny.
I'm kind of psyched on that one.
It's very funny.
I also remember a bunch of people had the pink Zune because that one was cheaper because that was a time when apparently people weren't ready to buy pink.
I definitely bought that one.
You said you got a deal, so it makes sense that you had three pink Zunes that you got for $48 or whatever it was. But that was a time when like pink things, people were like, oh, I can't hold on to this. What the hell are we doing over here? So that's funny to me. And I'm not going to kill anything. I'm going to marry the quarters because I think that's a great gift. Newly minted quarter is something you never forget. I have two.
It's something you forget immediately.
I have two of them from
2014 and 2018. If there were quarters in a frame and I needed to do laundry,
I have those.
I would break that shit open.
You got to break in case of laundry emergency.
I don't give a shit about a quarter.
All right, we got way off track on this. All right, Monday's episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with us through this one.
Oh, man.
By the way.
Hope you like Friday episode.
We had to blow off some steam after that loss.
Yeah.
That one hurt. Monday's episode, we're going to have a quick recap of the big weekend against the Spurs and the Thunder. We're going to be talking about the freshies. We're going to check in on the new guys. Maybe talking about some more fantastic Fee G League performances. And whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland, thanks for hanging with us on this one. This was a fun time. I've been Positive Chuck Mockler.
I'm William the Opinion Updike. We really appreciate you.